Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Hey everyone, I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. This show is for busy people who want to learn more about personal finance. We cover a wide range of topics like credit, debt, investing, real estate, business, taxes, insurance, money management strategies, and lots more. I am so glad to have your ears, and I want to thank you for downloading the show and spending a little time with me this week. This is episode number 565, Got Old Retirement Accounts? Five Costly Mistakes to Avoid. This show is inspired by a Money Girl listener named Sue B., who says, I've had multiple jobs in the past few years and still have a different retirement plan from each one. Should I roll them all over into an IRA for better tracking or just keep them in their separate accounts? Thanks for this great question, Sue. I think a lot of people struggle with what to do with an old retirement account after they have moved on to a new job. The average American worker will have 11 jobs or more than 11 in their lifetimes, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So chances are that many of those jobs are going to come with a retirement plan, such as a 401k, a 403b, or even a Thrift Savings Plan, or TSP, if you work for the federal government. But knowing what to do with all these plans when you change jobs can really be confusing. So in this podcast, I'm going to review your options and cover five costly mistakes to avoid when you have old retirement accounts. So this show is for you. If you've got an old account kind of hanging out there with an old employer and you've been wondering what to do about it, or maybe you've forgotten about it, or if you don't have one, chances are that you will have one in the future. As I mentioned, having 11 jobs or more in your lifetime means that probably one of those companies is going to offer you a retirement plan. So you need to know what to do with that plan if and when you leave that company. So this is really important because retirement accounts lay the foundation for your entire future financial security. So stick with me and you'll learn a whole lot more about what to do with those old retirement accounts. Before you make any moves with your retirement account, I want you to make sure that you understand some of the biggest missteps that people take and how to avoid them. So we're going to cover five of them. The first is cashing out old account balances. By far, this is the very worst mistake that you could make with an old retirement account. Just cash it out. So I'm glad that Sue didn't say this option was on her mind. And I do think many people get lured into cashing out an old retirement plan because it's just easy to do. And certainly it's tempting to get that money. Problem is, cashing out is expensive. If you're younger than age 59 and a half, when you take a retirement distribution, that means you're going to pay income tax plus an additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. Here's an example of how this might work. Let's say that you've got a balance in a traditional retirement account of $50,000, and you leave your company and you say, you know what, I'm just going to cash it out. If you have to pay 40% for federal and state income tax, plus an additional 10% penalty, you lose 50%. Your $50,000 retirement balance just shrunk to $25,000 in one fell swoop. That makes me want to cry. That is horrible. So don't do that. If your distribution is large enough, it could also push you into a higher tax bracket for the year, costing you even more in taxes. In addition, you lose all that future growth that your account could have earned. For instance, let's say you're 30 years away from retirement. A $50,000 balance could grow to more than $500,000, assuming an 8% annual return. So requesting a lump sum distribution and shutting down your account could literally cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over the long run. Now, cashing out a Roth account is not as harsh because you previously paid tax on your contributions. However, your earnings in the account would still be subject to income tax and that 10% early withdrawal penalty. So if there's one thing you take away from this podcast, it is never, ever cash out a retirement account. All right, the second mistake that people make is forgetting about old plans. This is just a major mistake. You just might forget to do anything with your old retirement accounts. Sue obviously has not fallen prey to this blunder either, since she's asking about her accounts. If your account has less than a certain minimum amount, which is typically $1,000, your employer has the option to cash you out. But if you've got more than $1,000, let's say you've got between $1,000 and typically $5,000, your employer can transfer your balance to an IRA. But if your account satisfies a minimum balance, then you actually can leave your money in a previous employer's plan. But there are several downsides to doing this. One is that you can't make any new contributions to the account after you're no longer employed there. Another is that you may be charged extra maintenance fees or even be prohibited from certain benefits that come with the account that employees get that you're not going to get because you're not employed there anymore, such as taking hardship distributions. However, if you do leave a retirement account at an old job, you have the same account access. So that means you can manage it any way you like. You can sell or buy funds from the available menu of investment options. It can continue to grow, and you'll still get some nice tax advantages. But as I mentioned, once you're no longer an employee, you can't put in any new contributions to that account. I would say that if a former employer's plan has a terrific menu of diversified investments with low fees, leaving your money there could be a good idea. It's definitely better than cashing out, and you can always do a tax-free rollover in the future, which we're going to cover next. And speaking of investments, I did a podcast called How to Invest Money in Your IRA or 401k Retirement Account that may be of interest if you're not sure exactly how to invest the money in the account. That's podcast number 399. You'll find the full archive of podcasts and all the show notes in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. Okay, the third mistake that people make when it comes to an old retirement account is missing the benefits of consolidation. As I previously mentioned, if you've got multiple jobs during your career, you could end up with a bunch of different retirement plans. Not consolidating them is usually a mistake. Having all your funds with a single financial institution gives you some benefits. It means that you're going to have a larger account balance in that one account, and that may qualify you for lower fees or even other perks. Plus, having all your retirement savings in one place makes it easier to track. So if you have a new job with a retirement plan, you may be able to roll over your old retirement account into the new one, once you're eligible to participate, of course. But in some cases, incoming 401k or 403 rollovers are not allowed. So be sure to check the plan's rules or ask your new benefits administrator. But most plans do allow incoming rollovers. Another important consideration is the legal protection that your money has while it's in a 401k. There's a federal law called the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. It's ERISA, E-R-I-S-A for short. And this law is important because it does not allow creditors, except the federal government, to touch funds in a qualified workplace plan. In other words, if you get into financial trouble because you can't pay your mortgage, let's say, the lender could sue you, but they would not be able to take your 401k money to repay your debt. So that's a pretty strong benefit for rolling over an old 401k into a new 401k or an old 403b into a new 403b. But let's say you don't have a job with a retirement plan. You can roll over an old retirement plan into a new or an existing traditional or Roth IRA, which is an individual retirement arrangement. And even though an IRA is different than a 401k or a 403b, doing a rollover to an IRA within 60 days does not trigger income tax or any penalty. Since traditional retirement contributions are made on a pre-tax basis and Roth contributions are made after tax, you can only roll over workplace accounts into like accounts without triggering a tax consequence. For instance, you can roll over a traditional 401k into a traditional IRA or a Roth 401k into a Roth IRA. Moving money from a traditional workplace account into a Roth IRA would be considered a Roth conversion, and that means you would have to pay income tax on any amounts that were not previously taxed. And that can be a big tax bill. So generally, I do not recommend doing a Roth conversion. Also note that doing a retirement rollover is different than making an account contribution. So the annual income thresholds that make high earners ineligible to contribute to a Roth IRA don't apply to rollovers. I would say that doing an IRA rollover is typically the best option for your old retirement accounts because it gives you the most flexibility and control. And this is what I recommend for Sue. You get to choose the financial institution and you've got freedom to pick from a wide range of investments. You'll have a full range of options such as stocks, bonds, and exchange-traded funds. And some of these are typically not included on the investment menu for a 401k. Additionally, unlike with a workplace retirement account, there are situations when you can take money out of an IRA before reaching age 59 and a half and avoid those expensive early withdrawal penalties. Some exceptions include using IRA funds for medical expenses, college costs, and buying or building your first home. So those are some benefits that you get with an IRA, but you're not going to get those benefits with a 401k. Just remember that you'll still have to pay ordinary income tax on those withdrawals from an IRA, but you're not going to get hit with the early withdrawal penalty if you're using the funds for an exception, like buying a home or those medical expenses that I mentioned. The major downside to rolling over an old retirement plan into an IRA is that, depending on the state where you live, IRA assets may not be protected from creditors. Whether creditors can touch some or all of your retirement money in an IRA varies from state to state. So if that is important to you, if you really believe that you need to protect your retirement from creditors, be sure to ask your existing or potential new IRA custodian about your state's regulations. And I know I've mentioned a lot of different types of retirement accounts so far. If you want to learn more about the pros and cons of different types of retirement accounts and some of the best places to open them, you can get a resource that I created that's called the Retirement Account Comparison Chart. It's a really handy one-page reference tool, and you can get this free download by visiting the freebie section at lauradadams.com or by sending me a text message. Just text the word retire, R-E-T-I-R-E, to the number 33444. Again, text retire to the number 33444, and you'll get the retirement account comparison chart right away.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Life is a highway. and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we're on the fourth mistake that people make with their old retirement accounts. Number four is not factoring in your age. If you're 55 or older, not taking special retirement withdrawal rules into account is a big mistake. Here's the deal. If you lose or quit your job in the year you turn 55 or later, you can take withdrawals from a retirement plan at work without having to pay the additional 10% early withdrawal penalty. But if you do a rollover into an IRA or a new workplace retirement plan, you have to wait until age 59 and a half to avoid the early withdrawal penalty. So if you think that you may need to access retirement funds between the age of 55 and 59 and a half, it's just better to leave your money in the retirement account with your old employer. And the last mistake, number five, doing an indirect rollover. If you decide to roll over an old retirement account to an IRA or to a new workplace plan, there are two ways that you can do it. Choosing an indirect rollover instead of a direct transfer is definitely a mistake. So let me explain what I'm talking about. With an indirect rollover, what happens is you get a check in the mail for your retirement funds that are made payable to you. Problem is, when you receive retirement funds that are in your name, there's a mandatory 20% withholding penalty applied. And this happens even if you intend to complete a rollover immediately. This is a safeguard for the IRS, just in case you change your mind and decide to keep the cash. For example, if you want to roll over $10,000 from your 401k, the custodian withholds 20% for taxes, and you would only get a check made payable to you for $8,000. Now, if you complete the rollover within 60 days, you eventually receive a refund for the withholding when you file your taxes. But that could be many months away, and you lose the ability to earn potential investment gains every day that you don't control that money. Failing to meet a rollover deadline means that the distribution will be considered an early withdrawal, and you'll be subject to income tax plus that hefty 10% penalty on the full amount. So the indirect rollover option is not good. So now let's talk about the direct rollover option. This is what I want you to do. With this option, your old plan administrator simply transfers your funds directly into your new account, and there are no taxes withheld. This is an easy and seamless process that allows your retirement savings not to be interrupted. Now, in some cases, your old retirement plan may mail you a check that's made payable to the new account custodian or trustee, and that's okay, as long as it's not payable to you. If it's made payable to your new account custodian or your new account trustee, it is still considered a direct rollover because the funds are never in your name. To sum up, the best place for your old retirement account will depend on the flexibility and the legal protections that you want. Also, the quality of your old plan, your age, and whether you've got a new retirement plan that will even accept rollovers. The goal is to position your retirement money where you can keep it safe and allow it to grow using low-cost, diversified investment options. Now, if you're still not sure what to do with a retirement account at a previous employer, here are some key points to consider. Remember that a workplace retirement plan, such as a 401k or a 403b, typically gives you a higher level of protection from creditors compared to an IRA. Remember that a traditional or a Roth IRA gives you a larger selection of investment options compared to a workplace plan. A workplace plan usually allows penalty-free withdrawals if you leave your job for any reason at age 55 or later, but that would not be an option if your funds are in an IRA. Also, you must take required minimum distributions from traditional IRAs once you reach age 70 and a half, but that is not required for a workplace plan if you're still employed there. Once you retire, though, you do have to take those required minimum distributions. And if you're a high earner, you will not be eligible to make new contributions to a Roth IRA. However, you can roll money over into a Roth IRA, and it can grow on a tax-free basis. What's right for one person's old retirement account may not be a wise decision for another person's. So be sure to evaluate all your options carefully and definitely get some advice from your retirement plan custodian if you need it. Your number one goal should be to keep your retirement savings easy to manage and keep it growing. So just to review, five costly mistakes to avoid with your old retirement accounts are number one, cashing out old account balances. Number two, forgetting about old plans. Number three, missing the benefits of consolidation. Number four, not factoring in your age. And number five, doing an indirect rollover. Thanks again to Sue for her question. If you have a show topic suggestion or question of your own, you can reach me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. Some other ways to connect with me are joining my private Facebook group, which is the Dominate Your Dollars group. To get your invitation, text DOLLARS, D-O-L-L-A-R-S, to the number 33444. And you can subscribe to my weekly email. Each week, I send out a free short email filled with tips, tools, and recommendations that I think you might enjoy. To get that weekly update, text GET UPDATES with no space. Again, GET UPDATES with no space to that same number, 33444. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.